You know, I'm old enough to remember the good old days when my parents' generation used to, wait for this, save their money. Can you believe that? Saving? Now, there's a novel concept. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw, about saving your money. And please do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet, Money Matters. Hey, I'd love to send you a free copy to help you make sure that your wealth becomes the faithful servant it should be, rather than the brutal master it can be. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. When I was a little boy at our school, we each had the opportunity to open a passbook savings account with what was then the government-owned Australian Bank. It was the Commonwealth Bank. And every Thursday morning, we had the opportunity to do some banking. I remember my pocket money was 2 shillings a week, petty cash now, but that was a bit of money. My dad, at the same time, showed me a £10 note and said to me, this wide-eyed little boy, this, son, is a lot of money. Wow, £10. And so week after week, I'd bank a shilling or sixpence, or if I'd been particularly spendthrift down the lolly shop on the corner, it would be threepence. Seemed that grown-ups back then were keen on teaching us young folk the merits of saving money. It's just what we did back then, back in the olden days, as my daughter would hasten to add. Saving was the thing. Well, you know something? I just don't know that many people for whom saving is much of a priority. Sure, we want to see our superannuation policies grow, I guess, but even in a wealthy country like Australia, the vast majority of retirees don't have enough in their super funds to be self-funded in their retirements. Joined again today by Ross Buttonshaw. It's our last day together. Ross is the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty. Ross, welcome again.
Hi, Benny.
Let's face it, Ross, saving is just not fashionable these days, is it?
Well, it's not, and it seems to have dropped by the wayside as we seemingly don't need to save.
Yeah.
But of course, that's not the reality of the situation.
Well, why do you think we've gone that way? Why was it so important to my mum and dad, and it's not important much to our generation or our children's generation?
I think the perception is that saving our money does not use it for our current needs.
Mm.
And there is just so much more focus on what we need now rather than what we need later on in life.
Really what we want now.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah, it's not so much need,
yeah.
Although we believe it's need.
I need that third television.
Yeah. And so the focus has become on the current versus the future.
Yeah. Because I guess saving is you've got to sacrifice today for tomorrow.
You do, and to see money in the bank, which you could use for those fun, there is so much choice now.
There's a lot of ways to have fun, isn't there?
There's a lot of ways, a lot of things you can own which bring a lot of pleasure right now.
Yeah, and a lot of experiences and a lot of holidays and a lot of different coffee shops and a lot. It goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the key to starting to save? I mean, in a world where you can buy now, pay later, interest-free until 2075, why would anyone feel motivated to save their money?
Well, that's the challenge, and the challenge is to look at what goals, what do you want to achieve with life? And I think those goals have to be longer than just the next 3 years.
Next Thursday?
Yeah, the next year, and that brings a future perspective. And so it's establishing goals in our life. For some people, a goal might be a world trip down the track. If that really is a goal and it's something you want to achieve, then it's not a bad thing, but to not save for it, the alternative is to get into debt for it. Another person might be the goal to own a home.
Yep.
And for most of us, we do have to plan ahead to do that these days because of the price of housing.
Yeah.
A goal might be to own your first car. And for everyone, it's different. For someone leaving school, it's totally different. I heard of a young man recently. He's just turning 17, and he's already bought his own car in readiness for getting his license.
Mm.
He would be very uncommon, I think.
Yeah. It's kind of a struggle for me as a Christian. Jesus once said, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust can consume and where thieves can break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves don't break in and steal. It's kind of a difficult thing because we know that inherently saving is a good thing, but is Jesus saying there don't save?
I don't think he's saying don't save because he also talks to us about using wisdom and he also talks about he who gathers little by little.
Yeah.
So there is a sense in which we do gather and we do use that wisely. I've seen far too many Christian people go for the quick gain and get very burnt by it, mm-hmm. instead of that attitude of bit by bit.
Yep.
Now, if you're saving 60% of your income and so that your future's secure and you're not putting anything into godly works right here, you would have to ask the question, is there any building up for the eternity
yeah.
going on? And each one has to ask a different question. But in a sense, if there's no savings, if there's no wisdom in putting something aside for the future, in this day and age, we're not going to be provided for. Most Australians that are working now under the age of 40 will not get a government pension.
Well, the vast majority of the millions of people listening to us right now have no hope.
Exactly.
Have no hope of anyone providing anything
That's
for them
right.
anytime
That's
soon.
Right.
Not in this lifetime. And so it does come down to, I guess, deciding that putting some money away for later, whatever we use that for, is an important thing to do.
Yeah, and it is very important to understand that for everyone this is different. For some, it may be just the longest term they can think of is a year ahead. Mm-hmm. They're putting something aside for their family for something in a year's time. Well, just do it. But if you never start doing it, you won't achieve that goal in your life.
I guess savings didn't start to happen in my life until I put it in my budget.
Yeah.
And a line item in my budget, once all the basic costs, the house and the food and all is gathered for, a line item in my budget is how much I want to save.
Yeah.
And once the savings happen, that's the discretionary expenditure that I have left.
That's right. And it's a choice, and it's a choice that you have to put on writing and you have to build into the way you live your life.
Mm. And in fact, for me, in my budget, you talked a lot about automated bill payment.
Mm.
The movement of funds from my transactional account to my savings account is an automated transaction. It actually happens automatically.
Yeah, that's right. For some people, it may be just paying extra off their mortgage.
Correct.
You know, that might be their form of saving.
Mm.
And it's a very, I would
very
encourage
effective.
Anyone to do
yeah.
that, yeah.
Very effective way
very
of saving. Enough. So how do we get saving? Where do we start? There's someone sitting here listening today saying, you know what, I wouldn't mind saving. What do I have to do?
First thing is to just do it. And that sounds really
lame. It's the Nike approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just do it. Just put it aside and see that as separate and live your life around it. Like you were saying, you do. You just put it aside and you start living a life. I would say start small.
Yep.
If you've never saved before, just start small.
Yeah.
It might be 1%, 2%, 5% of your budget
mm-hmm.
of what money you've got coming in. It's better to start small and do it rather than
think big and then you can't keep up with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So start small, just do it, and that's where I would start.
Because a lot of people live life without any form of financial buffer whatsoever.
Mm.
So when the unexpected comes around the corner, when the curved ball gets thrown into the solar plexus, when the kids need dental work, when someone gets sick, there's no money left. And so what do? We go into debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And part of it is it could be the insurance you have that helps you get through those times. It's some of the savings. If you don't have some form of health insurance, you're saying, I'm going to pay for it if it happens.
Yes.
That's okay. You can decide to do that. But if you don't have a way of actually taking that into account, then you will run into trouble.
Mm.
Each one of us, it's a different decision.
Yeah.
But it's something we do have to think about.
Ross, it's been an awesome couple of weeks. I really want to thank you for joining us. You're the Australian Director of Christians Against Poverty. Can I encourage anyone who has some difficulties in the area of finances, if you're online, hop onto a search engine, look for Christians Against Poverty. There are some great websites around the world, and they have some fabulous advice there. Thanks, mate. Really
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Money has a grip on many a person's life. Instead of being a faithful servant, it becomes a brutal master. Jesus spoke more about our attitudes towards money than on any other subject because he wants to set us free from that. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called Money Matters, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you make sure that your wealth becomes the faithful servant it should be, rather than the brutal master it can be. And you know, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday. with a different perspective.